This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
When you looked over your shoulder, for a minute I forget that I'm older. I want to dance with you.
And 7 after the hour, and it's the Monday plus one day, which you equal Tuesday. Ever notice how the math works so well? Monday plus one day is Tuesday. Tuesday plus one day is Wednesday. Wednesday plus one day is Thursday. You get it? You're following along, Jennifer? You get this now, right?
I do. It's a mathematical equation, but I got it.
It is from a mathematical genius who has put one and one and one together, come up with three. One is me, Doug Steffen. One is Jennifer Horn. One is Victoria Keelan. See how I came up with three? One, two, three. Reminds me of that song. Remember that? See how quickly Kara, who's in the control room in Washington, get to that song by... I just remember one, two, three. That's...
I like the Jackson 5 one better.
Yeah, way better.
No, that was... Well, that's okay. You can find that one, too. One, two, three. But there was another one, Elementary. Len Berry was his name. I think the song was out in 1967. This is the one from Jackson 5, which would have been like 1960. They're about the same era, actually. 66, 67, somewhere in there. If I'm not mistaken. Well, it may have been early 70s. So, how are we liking the program so far? You rethinking your commitment to waste your time with other radio programs when there's so much going on here, and we're so smart, and we're ready to get at it? There's a new study out. If you want to know what's going to happen 5 years from now, 10 years from now, the research shows that, in fact, most people don't want to know about the future. So how come psychics do so well? I'll have to ask Victoria Bullis this, Victoria, later on.
Yeah, it's a good question.
Right? New research shows that most people, like 1% of a group of people from this study done by the Psychic Net, wanted to know the future, at least with consistency. Some people use psychics, they only want to know, they take a one-time shot at it. The only time that that number changed was when a woman was pregnant. Want to know about the future of her child, for example. So, how about you, Jennifer? What do you know? What are you confident about? What do you think the future will hold for you?
For me?
Yeah. Well, you're Jennifer, right? Jennifer Garner's not here, so we'll give it to you.
I think good things. I don't know specifically what, but I hope good things. I think there's happiness in my future.
Happiness in your future. I believe that is 100% the case. How about you, Victoria? Non-descript answer from Jennifer.
Yeah, I mean, what do you want?
Something that's a little more pensive than that, thank you. Go ahead. Anyway, Victoria, try it again.
I don't know. I'm struggling to be more pensive than Jen.
Yeah.
Well,
don't you think about the future? No, seriously, the two
I
of you.
I do, but...
Don't you think about the future?
What's in the future for you?
For me?
Then if you want to be specific, what's your
future? You've
turned
it around. Not fair to turn it around on the host.
No, it's not. I'm asking you.
I know that, for example, I will sell the development rights to my farm and save it. I know that. I know that I will continue to do this program as long as it's healthy and good for all of us to do it, and we are accomplishing something. And I could look ahead 10, 15 years and still see that sort of thing going on.
But that's just more of the same, if you want to be really fair.
Well, I mean, I know I'm going to take a trip around the moon.
All right.
The business
fair.
With, you may or may not have heard that Elon Musk announced yesterday afternoon that his SpaceX group is going to send 2 passengers around the moon next year.
Are you
I'm not going to be on that trip because I'm not paying. I'm going to have them invite me to go as the first broadcaster.
He's waiting for the media tour.
I'm waiting for the new media tour.
Got it. Do we know how much it cost, by the way? I saw the trip.
Somewhere between $4 and $14 million.
$4 and $14 million. That's a pretty big.
Right. They've already, the two people have already signed up. They're already in training. They have not been identified yet. They will be the only two people. This is fascinating. Those of you who didn't hear this story, the speaking about knowing the future.
Should we tell them, Victoria?
What are you going to tell me? It's me? You paid for me?
No, it's us.
The two of us trying to get away from you.
Oh.
Wait, hold up. Hold up.
To the moon!
And you're leaving me here?
Kara, it's part of the story. You're the surprise member. No, you're part of the surprise member.
Kara, you're going to be our ground control, so we'll have to...
Major Tom.
Yes.
All right. Jeepers, Crone, they leave me here, ladies and gentlemen. What do you think of that?
Ooh. What would you do if you found out we were calling your mother?
If we both were like, oh, we're not going to be here tomorrow?
Especially if the excuse was to get away from me.
No, we just want to send you a postcard from a really exotic place.
That's right.
That's it, right. That's your honeymoon right there.
Yep.
That's actually the secret. I'm paying for you and Lewis to go to the moon on your honeymoon. How's that?
Oh, see,
that
the honeymoon.
That would be moon.
Very good, yeah.
Yeah, I look forward to wearing diapers on my honeymoon.
You really?
Yeah, what's more romantic than a little vomit? Diapers?
Look, whatever you're into, no judgment.
Those things have tinkle pots on them. You can go.
I thought they had to wear, like,
how
diaper
how do you go
things?
In a tinkle well, pot yeah. if you don't have gravity? If you're right. just floating
you
around.
To, yeah, you have to, there's a suction. You sit on the pot. I don't want to get too demonstrative,
oh,
but when you sit on the pot, there's a suction thing above it that's working.
So do guys have to sit on the pot, too?
Yeah.
Otherwise, it's
yes.
going
yep, pretty messy.
Wasn't there a contest, though, that we talked about at the end of last year that NASA was looking for a new diaper apparatus, and they
yes.
were opening it up to scientists and the public?
Yes. Right.
So whatever they came up with, I would imagine we would have to wear.
I think that it's only for number one. I think number two, you have to sit on the vacuum assist pot. If I'm not mistaken.
Well, something to look forward
to.
All right. Boys and girls, how do you like this so far today? Got your day off to a good start. Glad to have Victoria back. She was feeling ill yesterday. Speaking of the pot, would you get some bad food?
Undercooked chicken. Yeah.
Bad chicken. I told you not to eat that damn stuff.
I know.
Stay away from the chicken.
I know.
Stay away. Cook it, at least.
Well, it was takeout, so I didn't realize that it wasn't that cooked until I was mostly finished.
Right, yeah. When I take out, last night I stopped at the Chinese restaurant over in, where the heck was I? I was over in Kechichuik.
I'm sorry, in where?
Kechichuik. Yes, that's a little village in a town called Wayland.
Huh.
And I went into the Chinese place and ordered steamed veggies and brought them home and had some teriyaki sauce with them. Not that this is a new discovery, but I don't usually, when meals have been cooked for me with teriyaki sauce, I guess I didn't pay that much attention to them. But I saw a bottle of teriyaki sauce in my refrigerator and I thought, okay.
Uh-oh.
No.
How old is that bottle?
It was in the last house. I know it moved from the old house to the new house.
No.
Yeah, because teriyaki doesn't, I mean, that's something that stays in your refrigerator for years.
Well, it's not going to be, you're going to fall
apart. Oh, I thought teriyaki had an expiration. Soy sauce is good for a while, but I thought teriyaki was not.
I thought teriyaki and soy sauce were the same thing.
No.
They aren't?
Nope.
What's the difference between teriyaki?
Teriyaki is all like jelly. It's a little thicker. Soy sauce.
Yeah, it has like a molasses base to it.
Really?
Huh. It's like a spicy, yeah.
I have to check the bottle again.
Yeah, well, you're here still, so.
I am, and sounding fit as a fiddle, even though I have a little bit of a drainage problem.
Ew.
It's okay, ladies and gentlemen.
Drainage
it's
problem.
It's going to be fine. Okay, let's get our sheets together. Ready? Parachute, last night, responsible for Jennifer getting a good night's rest, Victoria getting a good night's rest, Dougie
yes.
got a good night's rest, Kara... Not so much because she had to come in early this morning to be a good doobie.
Well, the 3 hours that I got, they were pretty good.
Okay, good. All right, that's good. Parachute makes modern bedding a delight to encounter. I was actually talking to somebody about this last night. I said, I know it. I had a massage yesterday, and I was talking to the lady in the massage thing. And I said, have you ever heard of parachute sheets? And she said, no, because the sheets she has are those flannel sheets. And they're kind of rough. And I said, why don't you do yourself a favor. Go online to Parachute. This is something for everybody to do. ParachuteHome.com/DJV. And look at the various types of sheets and pillowcase, especially what she has on the bed. You've all had a massage, right? And you've had the bed covered, and it's all kind of cozy and stuff. And at this time of year, it's nice to have the warmth of the flannel. But it's not as comfortable, it's not as sweet, maybe that's the word. It doesn't feel as sweet on your skin as does what you will get from Parachute. This is Egyptian cotton stitched together by Italians who are in Italy. How about that? Italians from Italy putting together your Parachute sheets. Notice how the ladies stay away from it. Normally they'd have fun with me. You can have fun with me, ladies. Okay. The Italian stitchers.
Oh, boy.
All right.
They're anyway. In Tuscany, yes.
Yes, they are. Tuscany is an important part of Italy. Italy. The bedding is 100% natural, seriously. No harmful chemicals, no synthetics, none of that stuff. Parachute is the best. And they give you a 60-night trial to prove that they are the best. So if you sleep on these puppies for 2 months and you've decided I don't like these, you send them back. Where else can you have that as part of the deal? You can't.
Well, I call them the best part about those sheets that go back.
They
the
go
occasional
back
sheet that go back. What happens to them?
Habitat for Humanity gets them.
That's right.
That's right. It's a good deal all
Which
the way
Which is
around.
Wonderful, but I can't imagine returning these sheets,
no.
especially after
yeah.
2 months, because the more you wash them, the softer they get, because they're just such a natural cotton. I can't imagine after 2 months, I mean, my sheets have already been washed, I don't know, maybe 4 or 5 times, and they just keep getting softer and softer. So after 2 months, I would never give them up.
If you don't want to go shopping for sheets in a big retail store, this is so much better. Parachute Online. Great purchasing experience that you will have when you go to ParachuteHome.com and use /DJV. It's not a code. You just use that as you go online. ParachuteHome.com/DJV, and you get free shipping of all the things that you purchase. ParachuteHome.com/DJV.
Did you know that 1 in 10 Americans are affected by a rare disease? In fact, 30 million Americans suffer from identified rare diseases, including cystic fibrosis, Duchenne muscular dystrophy, and Tay-Sachs disease, to name a few. I'm Kansas Senator Kay Wolf and Chair of Women in Government, and I would like to recognize Rare Disease Day on February 28th. If you or a loved one has a rare disease, there are many organizations that can support you and your families. We gather in hope today for tomorrow's treatments and cures. To learn more, visit womeningovernment.org.
Geico presents a voicemail from your friend, Tree.
Tree here. Just calling to say thanks for letting me crash at your place the other night. Well, on your place. It was a rough night. I had a bit too much wind, and I think I might have broke your chimney, actually. So, yeah. Any chance you'd want to drop off my tire swing? Yeah. I mean, if not, that's cool. Okay, later.
Trees won't pay for tree damage. Luckily, one call to the Geico Insurance Agency makes it easy to switch and save on homeowners insurance.
Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. So I invite you, and so do the folks at Geico, to go to geico.com for a free rate quote. 15% or more on car insurance. Why wouldn't you go to geico.com and save that dough, Ray, me? This is Fat Tuesday before Weird Wednesday. And Thick Thursday.
No. Ash Wednesday starts tomorrow.
Ash Wednesday, the beginning of Lent. So what are you giving up for Lent?
I don't know yet. I better do some quick thinking. Gosh. Right.
Mardi Gras comes. Is Mardi Gras before? Mardi Gras is today, right? Isn't it?
Mardi Gras today. That's right.
Yeah. All right, so you haven't figured out what you're going to give up yet? What about you?
No, maybe swearing.
Really?
Good luck with that.
I know.
What about you? What are you giving up, Victoria, for Lent?
I don't do that. That's a Catholic thing.
No,
Quakers
not,
don't.
We used to. I don't know. Maybe we were holdovers. I remember we used to be asked. I remember being asked in Sunday school, "What would you give up for Lent?"
What church did you? What type of church?
I went to. I was a pilgrim. The Congregational Church, which was the original outshoot of the Puritans from the days of the Pilgrims. Is the church that I grew up in. And
oh,
so,
right.
Yeah.
We had one of those in Connecticut when I went to high school.
Yeah, they have a few of them around.
First Congregational Church, yeah.
Yeah, that's what they are.
That's a New England old school thing, yeah.
Right, they merged with the E&Rs from the Midwest and became something else. I forget even what they are now. But, so we didn't. You're not giving up anything? Carrie, you giving up anything for Lent?
I am also not giving anything up.
Not.
Come on, guys.
Jesus, bro. 21 past the hour.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with Principal Office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
I got that sunshine in my pocket, got that good soul in my feet. I feel that hot blood in my body when it drops. Ooh, I can't take my eyes off of it. Moving so phenomenally.
So let's go back to those thrilling days of yesteryear, or Sunday night, to the Oscars and how wonderfully positive the effect has been on sales of songs that were performed at the 89th Annual Academy Awards. The songs, altogether, if you add up the numbers here, garner a 206% gain in download sales. There were 7 songs performed on the show. There are 30,000 downloads just on Sunday night alone, including Justin Timberlake and Can't Stop the Feeling. This is really a good song. Crank this up here, will you please? He did such a great job. This is what a great way to start the show.
Very happy song.
Yeah, and he's so... I like the way he's polished, but yet not a jerk about it. He seems relaxed with Jennifer Beals.
Jessica
Beals.
Jessica Beals.
Yeah.
She looked gorgeous. Oh, God.
Nah, she looks happy, I think. Yeah. The way she was looking at him, I thought that was really cool.
Yeah.
She looked at him like somebody who really loved him. And they were back and forth, right? 3 or 4 times before they actually settled into one another?
Yes, they were together a long time before. He had kept saying that he didn't want to get married.
Right.
But then apparently changed his mind, so they seem good now. Good for her. Too.
Yeah. All right, so let's see what else. He sang Lovely Day, which was a Bill Withers song. I forgot why he put that in there. What was the reason for that being?
I think he had said in that panel a few weeks ago that he and Bill Withers were on that he was inspired by Lovely Day to write Can't Stop the Feeling. So
okay.
I think that's why he sort of did a mashup.
Right. Yeah. But other songs that had a lot of attention, both sides now, Joni Mitchell and Judy Collins did versions of this. This is very lovely. This is a wonderful song. Such a hopeful song. That's what I like about it. That's the Judy Collins version. We have Joni Mitchell. Joni Mitchell had the commercial.
This is
successful.
The Joni Mitchell one.
That is Joni Mitchell?
Yeah, this is the Judy Collins one.
Oh, Judy Collins is there. That's right. You got it really well. Judy Collins had the commercial success.
Yeah.
Joni Mitchell started. Yeah.
I like like this song for the memorial segment.
Yeah,
Sarah Bareilles did a beautiful job.
She did a great job.
Yeah.
She's quite talented. Now, let's see, what else was there on that show? How Far I'll Go from the Moana soundtrack. I thought that The Rock was just what you'd expect of him. He's like a rock. He's steady.
Very likable. Yeah.
He's very likable. And I had forgotten, but I think we talked about this that we got to the end of last year. He made more money in movies last year than anybody else. And I think Jimmy Kimmel announced that.
He said they made fun of him for being a former wrestler.
Yeah.
You know what? I follow The Rock on Instagram, and he's always posting pictures with his little kid.
Yeah.
And apparently her favorite movie is Moana, and so they always watch it together. And it's just, I mean, it's so funny because he's so huge and she's so tiny, but God, he's such a great guy.
Yep, he was on this program once, and I tell you, between him and Donny Osmond, I can't think of two more gentle people who are really interested. And that's why you like their success. You applaud their success because they are jerks. And there's no reason to be a jerk. Here's a Sting with The Empty Chair, which I thought was... I just found myself watching him and thinking, what a very talented guy to be able to keep it together with all those people watching and just sitting in a chair with a guitar and singing the song.
He's also, like, super hot for an old guy. Just I think putting that out.
I've had an old guy crush on Sting I'm at the MTV Awards when I was, like, 15. I was like, hello.
Old guy. The guy, how old is he?
Well, when I was 15, trust me, it was an age difference.
Yeah.
I was like, wow, he's pretty cute.
And then there was City of Stars from La La Land that also did well. 12,000 downloads on Sunday. So, there it is, the story. Oscar ratings, though, were way down if you saw the TV report on ratings. Not, they weren't good. Too bad. It's a pretty good show, actually. 28 after the hour.
That our dreams, they finally come true.
Safety first, packing your psychological first aid kit. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Psychological bumps and bruises are a dime a dozen. You encounter them frequently, and for the most part, you've learned to just deal with them. But just as untreated physical cuts can become scars, so too can untreated psychological issues become emotional scars. So what can you do? I say, carry with you a psychological first aid kit. And the most essential tool you can put in your new kit is self-talk. Because the more you can speak accurately and effectively to yourself, the more likely you are to treat any psychological bruises that arise with the best possible care. The more you deal well with whatever comes your way, the less likely it is to leave behind emotional scars. So pack healthy self-talk in your psychological first aid kit and take it with you everywhere, because you never know when psychological bumps and bruises might happen. For more on life, listen to my new podcast, Tackling Life, with NFL legend Ray Lewis.
What's the matter, honey? Can't sleep?
Ugh, it's this heartburn. At night, it's the worst.
Heartburn? Again?
Yeah, I'm done with it. I'm going to kick acid with Rolaids.
Rolaids Advanced goes to work instantly for powerful relief of your worst heartburn, bloating, and gas.
Feeling better?
Much better.
That was fast.
Mm-hmm.
Kick acid and gas with Rolaids Advanced.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-340-5528. That's 800-340-5528. Again, 800-340-5528.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Who's there?
Falling off.
Falling off who?
Falling off pain patch.
What?
Don't be fooled by the knock-knocks. Get the relief you deserve with Blue Emu's Lidacare Pain Relief Patches. Our narcotic-free, maximum-strength adhesion formula with dry technology won't have you worrying about a corny knock-knock joke anymore. Because pain is no joke. Find us at CVS, Walgreens, and Amazon.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Changes in Washington are not only affecting the nation's economy, but your family's as well. Quicken Loans can show you how to take cash out of your home to pay off credit card debt or invest in home improvements. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 4.18%, APR 4.35%. Call 800-QUICKEN today or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS, consumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Biff Horn brings us the sports report in a few moments here, 34 after the hour, on the Tuesday get-together, last Tuesday, last day of the month of February. Seems like I just started teaching people how to spell February, and now it's all but forgotten because tomorrow will be the first day of March.
Yeah, now I have to teach people how to spell March.
You can match. Get it?
Much
match.
Easier.
Yes, right.
February
exactly.
Flew by. Wow.
It did.
Yeah, it did.
This is the DJV Experience. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen at the controls in our studio in Washington. So just to follow up on the ratings conversation with regard to the Oscars, the numbers are in. 31.9 million watched it this year. Last year, 34.4 million. Chris Rock was the host. Remember last year, Spotlight won? Spotlight was a good movie.
Couldn't even tell you who was in it or what it was about.
Spotlight was the story of the Boston Globe going after certain things here in Boston.
The Catholic diocese, going after the Catholic.
Yeah, it was Mark Ruffalo and Rachel McAdams, so it was a pretty good cast.
And
some other people.
Never mind. Some other people. Beetlejuice, where did he just go? Michael Keaton.
Oh, yeah.
Birdman won in 2015, 37.3 million people watching Neil Patrick Harris host. He did a good job that year, I thought. Ellen DeGeneres was the host in 2014, 43.7 million people watched it then. So,
wow.
You know, this is
I have to say, in that modern history that you just gave, I still like Kimmel better. Is that weird?
Yeah. No, really, not me.
With that start by Justin Timberlake and then Kimmel, yeah, I thought it was a good one, too.
12 Years a Slave won in 2014. In 2013, 40.3 million watched as Argo won. How many people remember that?
That's a good movie.
Yeah. Seth MacFarlane was the host that year. Billy Crystal hosted.
He did a good job, too.
He did.
He's maybe my last favorite in between all those.
Billy Crystal was good. He hosted 2012. 39.3 million people watched as the artist won. I couldn't tell you a bit. I don't remember a thing about the artist.
That was the silent movie, right?
Right.
Yeah.
I never saw that either.
The silent movie?
Yeah, it was silent. But I am of the persuasion that now we can have audio in movies, and so we should do that.
The modern age. Anne Hathaway and James Franco.
Oh, worst ever.
How bad
horrible.
That was?
Oh, God, that was
2011.
I think I blocked that one out of my memory.
And the year before that,
yeah, it was dumb. Steve Martin and Alec Baldwin hosted the year before that. That was actually pretty good.
That was good, yeah.
41 million people watched that. The Hurt Locker won that year. Hugh Jackman, I never figured that out. Why would he have gotten that job?
I remember him hosting. He was good, actually.
He was really good. He's like a song and dance man from Broadway. Yeah. He's amazing.
Yeah. Well, he's a good talent. There's no question about that. Yeah. 36 million people watched that in 2009 when Slumdog Millionaire. Wasn't Pavel in that?
Dev Patel.
Patel?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That was his breakout role.
That's what I thought. Yep.
That was a great movie.
No Country for Old Men, speaking about breakouts. 2008 was the winner, 32 million people. So there haven't been this few people watched the Oscars since 2008. Jon Stewart was the host that year. I thought he got it in the chops because of his liberal point of view, but I thought he was good. I always thought he was fabulous, frankly. And I always thought The Daily Show was very good. Nobody watches that show anymore. I don't even know why they bother. 2007, Ellen DeGeneres was the host then. And The Departed won. The Departed. Wasn't that the Jack Nicholson about the bad guy in Boston movie, shoot him up?
So Ellen did Leonardo. The Oscars twice?
Twice.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
Yeah.
Yes, and that's right. The Jack Nicholson and Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Right. Matt Damon was a baddie in that one.
Yeah. And, I think I remember being disappointed by Ellen DeGeneres, because I like Ellen a lot, and I think I remember thinking it was not as good as it could have been, maybe, with her.
Jon Stewart hosted the year before, so he did it two years close in. 2006, he hosted. 38.9 was the watching number. Let's see. Chris Rock hosted in 2005 to 42 million people watching when Million Dollar Baby won. Wasn't that the movie with
Hilary Swank, wasn't it?
Hilary Swank that Clint Eastwood produced. Yes, yeah, that was a good movie. Return of the King, Lord of the Rings, the first time a commercially popular movie has won for a long time. Billy Crystal was the host of that year, 2004, 43 million people watched. A lot of people have hosted
twice.
Yeah. Steve Martin did it, 2001 and 2003. See, I think he'd be good in that role.
He was always good at that. Yeah, Billy Crystal was always great, too. He did it more than twice, I think, didn't he, for a while?
Yeah, I did.
He's done a run.
Johnny Carson did it, and Bob Hope did it. Johnny Carson did it three or four times. Bob Hope did it four or five times. Yeah,
Why don't they just get us off for the next one?
I think that's a good idea.
I think so, too. Somebody write a letter.
Yeah. All right, sports time. Let's move into the world of sports. Biff Horn has the story on Tim Tebow, brought to you by Mercedes-Benz Certified Pre-Owned Vehicles. Visit the Certified Pre-Owned sales event going on now and learn more about their unlimited mileage warranty and other exceptional offers. Mercedes-Benz Certified Pre-Owned Vehicles. The Certified Pre-Owned sales event going on now. So if you're in the mood for a new car, I'm in the mood for a car. Simply because it's time. And the Mercedes-Benz has some fabulous deals. So Mercedes-Benz certified pre-owned sales. Okay, let's get to Biff and see what, or do we have a commercial? What do you want me to do here, Kara?
Just go with it. Run with
it. How about we go with the flow? All right, so what's going
on
with
Tim Tebow?
How about I
tell you another great reason to love Tim Tebow? Like, if there weren't enough,
please.
This is reason number 452 to love Tim Tebow. He was out giving a news conference at the Mets' spring training facility in Port St. Lucie, in Florida.
Yep.
And he was asked by one of the reporters how he balances his career as a pro athlete with also the huge amount of hours that he puts into his charity work. And he responded by putting his entire life into perspective, a lesson to be learned here, saying he doesn't want to be remembered for his accomplishments as an athlete. He said, quote, "At the end of the day, I know that's not why I'm here. It's not my biggest purpose. It's not my biggest calling. It's not how I want to be known in my life." He went on to say, "I want my life to be so much more than that. I want to be someone that was known for bringing faith, hope, and love to those needing a brighter day in their darkest hour of need. And that is something that is a life calling for me. So it's so much bigger than sports." How much do
good
we
answer.
Love Tim Tebow?
Right. That's a good
I mean,
answer.
Seriously?
He's got
yeah.
it right. Good
especially
for him.
It's his sports career, but you know.
Yeah, well, but he's he's got.
He may not have to worry about sports hindering his
too
legacy.
Right.
Is he interested in movies or that kind of stuff? Do we know what's his
broadcasting? He's in commentating.
Okay, is he? Okay, all right, good. Well, good for him.
He's a handsome guy. He's well spoken. I mean, he'd be
yep.
he'd be a good
comes
broadcaster.
Across well. Has
yeah.
credibility. Yeah, good. Good for him. The DJV experience now with food news. Food news brought to you by Tasty Lee Tomatoes. Or Jennifer's going to make fun of me because I say tomatoes instead of tomatoes, like blueberries, other things that people make fun of me for. But
it
made a difference what I call
it. But you're so tough on other people about their grammar that, you know.
This isn't grammar. This is pronunciation.
It's all in the same.
Tomato is a tomato.
Tomato, tomato, whatever.
You say tomato.
Tomato.
I'll say tomato, tomato, tomato. The health, the flavor, the freshness of these Tasty Lee tomatoes. Man, are they great. Wait till you experience this. Here's a new deal for you to think about. Vine-ripened tomatoes with up to 50% more lycopene than other brands. Lycopene is what's good, what's best about tomatoes. Take it from me, the guy who has a garden every year, the guy who grew up on the farm, the guy who loves. I go out in the summertime, I eat tomatoes like I eat apples. I go out to the tomato plant and I grab a tomato and I just eat it. Although I do like tomatoes with some Italian dressing on. I often will be found in the kitchen with a plate of Ken's dressing, and I'll cut up a tomato and I'll cut up a cucumber, and I'll have that for dinner. And man, whew! And now it's so much better because you can get these Tasty Lee tomatoes this time of year, certified by the American Heart Association as heart healthy. Check marked. Yes, when you go to the store, Tasty Lee tomatoes, just, well, actually what you ought to do is go online to Tasty Lee tomatoes. But this is, you know, you can find out more about them. But in order to get them, the big snack ought to be having healthy. We ought to be focusing on healthy snacks, don't you think? And the things that are good made from Tasty Lee tomatoes, a BLT Tasty, for example. How about that? Bacon,
yeah.
Lettuce, and Tasty Lee tomato. How about, let's see, what else can we come up with? Tasty Lee tomato on a cracker with that. Again, I'm spoiled because I love to have the good Italian dressing on this stuff. Maybe ranch dressing would be good on it as well. It's just a great thing for you to look for. Tasty Lee tomatoes available at your favorite grocery store. And if they're not, ask for them by name. Tasty Lee tomatoes. And I think you can go online. Is it tasty with an I dash lee.com? All right, you got that? Tasty with an I, T-A-S-T-I with an I dash lee.com. Tasty Lee tomatoes. So let's see what is in the food news today. Coffee, the most tweeted food last year. More than beer, more than pizza. Wow.
That's an accomplishment.
Yeah.
Because people do like to tweet about beer and pizza, for sure.
Yeah, they do.
Well, they even have emojis, so. And there's a coffee emoji, too, but.
Scientists surveying 80 million Twitter messages. Seems to me these scientists need to get a life. Anyway, they were interested in what has been tweeted with regard to food. They analyzed these tweets mentioning food, found that tweets from poor neighborhoods and regions with large households were less likely to mention healthy foods. And they also, in the survey, found that people in areas dense with fast food restaurants tweeted more often about fast food than not. This maybe gives you a clue as to how our neighborhood, the environment where we live and we work, play, that sort of thing. If you're in a bad area, you're going to have bad health. It's kind of like it's self-perpetuating, right? I mean, that's really line here. People say they can't afford to buy food in places other than McDonald's, Burger King, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Do you know how false that reasoning is? And the Tasty Lee tomato is a great example. You get some of that stuff or anything that's fresh and cook it yourself at home, it's always less expensive than buying even the stuff at these fast food stores. So then, twisting this around a little bit, the positive sentiments toward healthy foods were broadly related to fewer deaths and lower rates of chronic health conditions in the neighborhoods where that was the case. So, Twitter on our health. But are you surprised that coffee is the most tweeted download when it came to food? I'm so surprised to see that, frankly.
I think a lot of people rely on coffee, so maybe that's it.
Really? Well, they ought not to do that. They ought to try Super Beets instead, right? Don't need, with the advent of energy, you might as well tie these things all together while we're at it, right? Super Beets and what it's all about. Coffee is a no more needed substance. Does that make sense, that phrase, no more needed? It isn't needed. What do you need coffee for when you got Super Beets? Unless you just like the taste of coffee. I always thought the taste of coffee was awful. Anybody, you kiss somebody who's had a cup of coffee. I've never had a cup of coffee in my life.
Really?
So I don't even. Oh,
that's so strange.
I don't even
so
like the
weird
smell of it. I don't even like coffee ice cream.
Oh.
So, but I know having, I know what the taste is. Some people are just addicted to it. And some people say that they need the shot, they need the energy. So, may I suggest to you that you do like we have done here, whether it be Victoria or Jennifer or me or Kara. We have no need for coffee. I've never had any need for it, but I do like having a shot of Super Beets in the morning, especially on a day like today when I've got a little bit of drag. This is a way to get yourself out of the drag. Cardiovascular issues affect a majority of men and women in our country. So I encourage you to think about your heart and think about the dietary nitrates that come from Super Beets. Have a glass. Jennifer, you're sticking to your having a glass in the afternoon, right?
I do, because I get up at 3 o'clock in the morning, and so by the time, 3 o'clock in the afternoon comes, I'm already ready for a little snooze.
Need a little nap.
So typically, I keep a canister on my desk so I can just mix them up at work.
Yep. How about you? You have yours in the morning, though, Victoria. You get started on the air, right?
Well, I've been with you guys almost a year now, and I gave up coffee right before I joined the show, and I replaced my coffee. I know, which was hilarious when I look back on it. But I replaced my coffee habit with Super Beets in the morning. Done it ever since. It's been a year. I love it.
Kara, you don't drink coffee, do you? I don't think.
No, I don't drink coffee, but I like a little Super Beets in the morning and afternoon.
Right. Ah, she does both.
She did both.
Yeah, both ends of the day. The dietary nitrates in Super Beets are sourced from non-GMO beets. They help boost your circulation, support your healthy blood pressure naturally. That's what this is all about. Everything about it is natural. Take Super Beets before your workout. That's what I'm doing. That's when I mostly do it. I want to work out longer, get more out of the workout. So stay away from the energy drinks, especially. No sugar in Super Beets that amounts to anything. You'll get the energy, the stamina. It opens up the arteries and gets the blood through to every part of your body. Order now at DougLikesBeets.com. That's DougLikesBeets.com. Get free delivery and a 30-day supply extra with your first order. DougLikesBeets.com. DougLikesBeets.com.
We We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2, call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3, congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Now 53 after the hour, therefore, Doug, calm down. Please, you're yelling.
No, I'm excited because it's Tech Talk time. We're going to figure out how to help you change your passwords again. Instead of using, Victoria and I go back and forth on when she says, "Fine, it's finally time to change your password." No, it's time to change your password again. And then Google in their self-driving cars and other stuff's going on. So we'll post some important technology news in just a matter of moments after I tell you to hire intelligently. If you are posting a job, you're trying to find the best person to fill a job in your company, whether you've got a 2-person operation, a 20-person operation, a 2,000-person operation, 20,000, whatever the size of your company, you need ZipRecruiter.com. And thanks to the genius of the people that put this program together, we made a deal with ZipRecruiter so you can use their services free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. How about them apples? That's right. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Get you use of their facilities. Post the jobs. They'll help you screen the candidates, rate them, hire the right person. That's what ZipRecruiter is all about. So easy to interface. This is for any kind of business, any industry, whether you're on the East Coast, West Coast, in the middle of the country, no matter where you are, ZipRecruiter.com/DJV is the way to get the hires that you want right away. Don't mess around. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by Fortune 500 companies, thousands of small businesses, medium-sized businesses. And right now, as you listen to the DJV experience, you can post jobs on ZipRecruiter free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. What else do I have to say? ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. All right, Victoria, why do we have to change our passwords again?
Oh, I know, right? It feels like it's another day, a new day, new data breach, and that's what happened again. Today's victim is Cloudflare. It's a web security and data management company, which no one has ever heard of because its job is to be behind the scenes of the Internet and security. It runs a sizable chunk of the Internet's infrastructure, and they had some sort of a bug that was their coding was written improperly, and essentially, it overflowed into it dumped data into extra websites. So there was a Google researcher who reported the bug, and he was able to grab chunks of sensitive information from companies like Uber, OkCupid, the dating site, and Fitbit. And those are just three of the big ones that he found right away. So our advice is, if you use Uber, OkCupid, or Fitbit, you should change your passwords for at least those three companies, right? Because there has been some sensitive stuff that's been leaked, and you just, you know, you don't know. It's hard to know what info they have on you.
So do it sooner rather than later.
Do it immediately, especially if you use Uber and OkCupid and Fitbit. Those are the three to definitely change your passwords on.
All right. Google has accused Uber of stealing self-driving car secrets. There's a suit going on, it seems to me. I love these names. It's like the Big Lebowski. This is the Big Lewandowski, who apparently is involved in this, downloading all this crucial information. So where is this Uber that has Google developed it, right? And this is proprietary? Is that what they're claiming?
Well, yes. This is the interesting thing about this is Google's been working on a driverless car project called Waymo, and they've accused
Waymo
Uber's,
better than
Uber. Right. They've accused Uber's autonomous car project, which is called Otto, of stealing trade secrets, and it's all centered on this one ex-employee who stole 10 gigabytes of crucial information from Google's system.
Yeah, that's Lewandowski.
Yeah, he wiped his computer, and then he took a job at Uber. And so now Uber's saying, well, we're looking into it, but Google's saying, no, we already know he stole all the data, and he had very sensitive information.
Neuroscience confirming what may have been already in your noggin. Sharing on Facebook is about earning social credibility. A couple of different studies here. Researchers measuring the brain activity of 80 people as they read headlines from the New York Times health article department and rated how likely they were to share them. I find myself sharing a lot of stuff, and people share with me from the New York Times, not the headlines and the, you know, the ginky political news. Nobody cares
about
that.
Right, but like food and agriculture and, yeah, sure.
Right.
Well,
there's an ag story that I think, did I send it to you to post?
The story didn't get anything, but I will post it.
Farms, there's a why people are going... retired people buying farms. There was an interesting story this last weekend in the Times about that. Yeah. Anyway, go ahead. What were you saying?
Well, basically, essentially what they found is when people post things on Facebook, they're thinking more about the reaction they're going to get rather than sharing genuine information.
Really?
Yeah.
So it's about them, not about helping other people.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.